And a very good morning to you. It is Thursday morning, the 2nd of December, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And then we go on a bit to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. You and I need to look after our physical bodies. We need to eat properly. We need to sleep enough. And very importantly, we need to watch over our minds, what we take in, what we're watching on TV, on our devices. Look out for the lust of the flesh. We really need to discipline ourselves. You know, I hear a lot of people are suffering at the moment with anxiety, fear, stress. Well, we look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. There's the answer. The Lord tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. But you know, what is more important than physical fitness is spiritual fitness. We go to the gym regularly, don't we? But do we have a regular quiet time every morning with Jesus? How long do we spend exercising every day? And how long do we spend in the presence of God every day? You know, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8 says, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. One of my heroes is Joni Erickson Tater. At 17 years old, she dived off a little boat in a lake and hit her head on a rock and was paralyzed. But she has not let that physical disability hold her back. She's become an author, a writer. She's a fantastic preacher. She's a singer. She paints with her paintbrush held between her teeth. She is living life to the full. She is spiritually extremely fit. I look at Nick Vujicic. He drove up the road to our farm a few years ago. I'll never forget it. With a whole lot of young people assisting him. Nick Vujicic has got no legs. He's got no arms. And they brought him into the boardroom. We sat down. They put him on the table next to me. That's the truth. And what a dynamic young man. An absolute spiritual athlete of note. I've met many international athletes, by the way, and they're wonderful people, but I've never been impacted by any one of them like I have with Nick Vujicic. When he was there, he said to me, Angus, he said, can I sign my book for you? And I looked at him. He's got no arms, no legs. I said, please, Nick. They put a pen between his teeth and he wrote in the most beautiful way and signed his book for me. A man who's now happily married. He has, I think, 4 children and he's preaching right around the world. He is spiritually fit. Let's get fit today. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.